Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. Good afternoon. My name is Todd Kennedy, and I am very happy to welcome Weep to our studio today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So you have been very busy recently working on a new album. Is that right?
Correct. We're working on a new album, recording, mixing it all ourselves.
You're doing it all yourselves?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And this would be new material and some reworking of older songs?
It's a combination of some new, brand new written material, some older songs that were recorded but have been reworked, and then some older songs that never got the chance to be recorded. So it's a real mashup of you know, kind of a historical mashup.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking forward to hearing it. And you sent me a little while ago the first single from the album called Wash Over Me, and we played it on the radio. And I play a lot of songs on the radio, but this one struck a nerve with listeners. And they would actually call me and say, who is that? Or text me and email me. And, you know, in all the songs we played, this one really sunk home. It really impacted listeners.
That's nice.
It was a great song. So we would love to hear that song now.
Okay.
And before we play it, there's a story if you can set it up.
Robin, maybe you want to tell the story? She's the one that wrote it.
My mom passed in January of, or New Year's Eve, 2016 actually, and she had a battle with cancer, and the song was born out of her battle and her spirit, her strong spirit throughout the journey that she and I had together and our family.
Nice. So we'd love to hear Weep in the studio with their new single called Wash Over Me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Weep in our performance studio this afternoon with a new single called Wash Over Me, a very uplifting song. Man, that song was great.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Kim, can you introduce the band today?
Okay, I'm Kim Paschke. I'm the bass player. Here singing lead and playing the guitar, we've got Robin Lynn Winkleman. Over on the keyboards, we have, and singing backups, we have Melanie England. And back on the drums and also singing backups, we have Miss Kat Winters.
And they're known as Weep. And again, welcome to WFIT. Can you tell us a little bit how you guys put the band together, or how you guys got together?
You want to tell them?
Well, Kim and I met in Minneapolis, and there was several other people involved with our first musical project. And from there, we went to New York, from Minneapolis to New York. Kim's sister was in the band at the time, and she relocated and got married. And then I got hurt. And they said, oh, you'll never play again, you know, you can't use your arms and everything. And I came to Florida to rejuvenate my body and get my health back, and it worked. And we met up with Melanie, and she was a music director at a community spiritual center, and we meshed our thought patterns meshed musically. We meshed, and we just loved playing with her. And we had another drummer at the time, Paula Voitko, who was involved with the community center as well at that time. And she moved on. And when she left, we brought aboard Miss Winters, Miss Kat Winters. And she's a meteorologist for NASA also, so she keeps us in check with the thunder and lightning.
In her spare time when she's not playing in a rock and
roll
band.
Right, yes, exactly.
I'm also the band meteorologist, too.
She is.
Gigs.
Yeah, if we have an outdoor gig, she's always ahead of the ball game and letting us know.
That is good to have in your band.
Bring tarps.
Well, we're glad you could come in, because I guess there was some debate on if you were going to make it in, because it was a launch this week and it was scrubbed, so you were able to make it.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you began in Minneapolis. Do you have any Prince stories? Because I noticed these purple guitar and a purple guitar strap. Did Prince give you those items?
No, I purchased these myself. No, but he
did give her a tambourine.
Nice.
Yes, I had several encounters with him when I lived in Minneapolis, and we had actually, our band at the time had an opportunity to work through Paisley Park and to work with one of his producers. We actually did a recording, and one of his producers, Coke Johnson, worked on that project with us. So we did get an opportunity to intermingle with him and his crowd musically during that time.
You have a very colorful history, too, because from Minneapolis, you went to New York City, right? And you played CBGBs.
CBGBs. We were kind of a three-piece little punky kind of band then, and I was on the drums. And my sister Christine, that's when she was on the bass. Yeah, we played CBGBs quite often. It was really an experience. We're happy to say that.
It is an experience just going to CBGBs, because it's not the nicest place in the world.
It's a dump. It was a dump. Anyway, now it's some high-end boutique, unfortunately.
Yeah. Man, that's a great musical experience from there. And then you came to Florida, and that's when Weep began?
We were Weep in New York. So, but we kept the name, and it's actually trademarked now.
Now, Weep means a powerful thing, right?
Yeah, Weep actually, it means a couple things. We weep for joy, we weep for pain, we weep to cleanse just like the rain. And then if you want to use it as an acronym, we call it Women Expressing Extreme Passion.
There you go. So we'd love to hear another song. Is this song from the new, will be on the new album?
This will be on the new album. It's a song that was written a long time ago, but we think it was ahead of its time because it couldn't be more true today.
So we get to hear it. This is Weep on WFIT.
Is there anybody out there? Is anyone listening?
Where are you, Red Robin?
Can anyone hear me?
What's your 20, Red Robin?
Is anyone listening? Is anyone out there?
Thank you.
That is Weep on WFIT, kicking out the jams this afternoon. Man, that was a great song, a very timely song.
It is a very timely song, and just, you know, the fact that it was written so long ago is you know, amazing.
Yeah.
Just that, yeah.
Now, you are very involved in social scenes. You do a lot of benefits here in the community.
We do a lot of benefits. We've done quite a few in the area. The Rock Out for Violence a few years ago for a women's shelter. We do this coming April 1st, we're doing the North Central Brevard County Relay for Life. We've done something called Lauren's Kids, which is a walk for kids that are sexually abused.
Mm-hmm.
Take Back the Night for women that have had violence committed on them. And
vagina monologues.
The vagina. We actually did the vagina monologues.
Raised money for women's programs for domestic violence.
We're also an advocate for a group called Project AK-47, which they go into countries where there's children at risk of becoming soldiers, and they rescue the children. They don't take them out of the country. They set up a community where they can get an education and be safe.
Right.
So,
I mean, not only are your songs, you know, very powerful too, but you put the power in the words and in your actions as well too, to get on the community and really help.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And there was a part here that I've read recently here about the Stand Up for Peace that is part of a documentary that was in the Netherlands, right? And
Correct.
Your song was used?
Yeah, there's a documentary that they did in the Netherlands. I don't know how they found us, but they contacted us and asked if they could use our song Stand Up for Peace in the documentary. Everything is in Dutch, but at the very end, and when the credits are rolling, they play our song Stand Up for Peace.
Now, you are very active in getting your music out there. I mean, you enter different contests and using social media
Correct.
And things. You know, how is that getting your music out there?
We have a lot of places where you can actually get our music, like CD Baby, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, and all those places. And people, so what we do is we just promote the links, or, you know, if a song fits for something that's going on during the day or the week or whatever, we just, you know, we put the song up on social media and say, hey, check out Sunshine if you need some everything. It's raining. It's been raining all week. So
right.
Here's a little sunshine for you or something like that.
I mean, it's amazing. Then a filmmaker in Denmark will find your song and they can use it in the upcoming documentary.
Right.
Now, you're going to South by Southwest, I hear, right?
We are going to South by Southwest. We're playing two showcases there, the Texas Indie Fest and the Ultimate Louisiana Party, which is actually in Dripping Springs, a suburb of Austin. It's our first time there, so we're pretty excited.
I mean, for people who don't know, South by Southwest is an amazing conference. I mean, there's tech people and movie people there and all the arts, as well as an endless supply of music. And it's a kind of gathering of all these tribes together and exchange ideas and have a good time and listen to great music.
Right.
So this is your first time?
It's our first time there, yep. I think you guys know, I know these two have never been there, and the cat's never been there, so not even as a spectator.
All right, we'll have to hear all about it when.
Oh, yeah,
when
we'll do
back.
Lots of videos and pictures and.
I believe
and,
they're live streaming some of our.
Yeah, they are actually live streaming the Texas Indie Fest. We have a website. If you go to our website, weeprock.com, we'll put all the links and stuff there for people to watch.
All
check
right.
it out.
So we were talking about the new album that you've been working on. When do you think it'll be out?
Probably within the next couple of months, and we'll start advertising, and we'll have a big CD release party and stuff.
All right.
So we're recording and mixing it all ourselves. It's taking a little bit longer than we anticipated.
It is hard to do it all
yourself.
But
we want to make sure it's right.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So keep us posted when the new album comes
will.
Out. And
yeah,
everything.
And Wash Over Me, we got that song finished just so that we could pre-release it before the album. So
yeah,
that is out there for download, or you know, check, if you sign up for our mailing list, we'll send you a download link for free.
Excellent. So we have time for one more song. Can you play us one more song today?
Sure.
Just don't know why.
That's Weep playing live for you this afternoon. Thank you so much for playing today.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Can you introduce the band one more time?
Sure. We're Weep, Women Expressing Extreme Passion. I'm Kim Paschke, the bass player. Over here on guitar, lead vocals, Robin Lynn Winkleman. Over on the keys and backup vocals, we have Melanie England. And back on the drums, we have Kat Winters. And backup vocals also.
And if people would like more information, where can they go?
All the information you can find on our website, which is weeprock.com. We're also on Facebook, but all those links, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media links are right on our website.
All right. Make it really easy.
Yeah.
We've been listening to Weep today. And again, thank you very much for playing today.
Thank you.